Everybody, it's your girl Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And I just wanted to hop on here right quick, just to holler at you. I mean, it's December, it's getting to be the end of the year, and I'm really hoping that I can kind of do a recap of all the things that we've done on the podcast this year. But in the meantime, I just wanted to hop on here and talk about minding your own business. The podcast tonight is about minding your own business. And for those that don't know, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business is a place where natural hair professionals, wearers, and enthusiasts can, you know, get together, and we kick it like we sitting around the table talking to our best friends. That's what I like to say. And I just decided that I was going to have a conversation tonight about minding your own business. You know, my whole thing is about Black excellence, okay? And the fact that our businesses, our Black hair businesses, we are great at doing hair, but we really do miss the mark when it comes to doing business sometimes. And I want to talk to you about minding your own business, because I've had so many people from the very beginning of my career criticize me about my prices. Okay, I've had people from the very beginning. So I started, 8 years ago, and I was $20 an hour. It was 8 years ago. I was $20 an hour. I was slow as hell. Okay, I have a sister who is still with me after 8 years. And when I tell you, it used to take me all of every minute of 6 hours to retighten her hair at $20 an hour. Okay, listen. Now, 8 years later, she's in and out in 2 hours. But when you are first starting out, and your price needs to make sense. So in other words, if you know you're slow, and most of us are slow, in the beginning, unless you've been doing interlocking, before or something like that. But most people are slow. And if you are slow and you know you're slow, why would you think on any sunny day that you can charge the same thing as somebody that's fast? How does that make any sense? For example, you go to work in a salon and the person, the shop manager has been doing this for several years. She's reasonably fast. She's established. But you straight out of training, but you want to charge the same thing per hour that she charges. Just think about it. How does that make any sense? How is it going to look for your clients to be sitting there in your chair at the same rate while somebody else is doing 2 and 3 clients? It just doesn't make any sense. Your prices have to make sense. And, a lot of people tell me that I don't charge enough, and that I still don't charge enough. I've gone up over the years. I have. And I charge what I think I should be charging. I charge what I think I would want to pay. Okay. And at the end of the day, the people that I serve, let me tell you something. Some of the clients that I serve, they tip me so generously that I've not gone up on their prices over the last 2 increases that I've had. Just because, how can you go up on somebody's price when they damn near paying you double of what your fee is? And it's not for me, I don't base my price on somebody tipping me or not. You need to base your prices on what you need to operate. But your prices need to make sense. Why do you think that somebody wants to pay you a ton of money to come to a dive? and get their hair done. I don't understand that. Okay, you might be cute. You might have one hell of a conversation, but why would I want to pay you a ton of money to sit in a place that I'm not comfortable, you know? And I'll tell you, if you have people, listen, we're in demand. It's a great business. I'm not saying that it's not. But I think that there's a reason why you have these extraordinarily talented Sister Lock consultants that are always taking new clients. Think about that. How can you always be taking new clients? There's only so many hours. I don't give a damn how fast you are. There are only so many hours in a given day. So you can only do so many clients in a given day. I'm going to tell you why a lot of people are still taking clients, because they don't keep clients. So when you have a book of business that's 8 years strong, and I mean, really, the rate that people stay with you is like 95% or something like that, you don't have to keep replenishing your client base. I haven't taken new clients since 2018. Okay, and I talk to people, I refer them to people that I'm working with and other sisters that are wanting to get there, but I'm just saying, think about that, okay? And then the other thing I wanna talk about is amenities. What are you offering? You know, what is it that you're offering for that fee that you're charging? And I just think that we ought to consider it. When I set my shop up, what I did was I sat in every chair, and I still do it periodically. I go and I sit in every single chair. I sit in that the client sits in, so that I am always aware of the client's experience. I always want to be aware of what my client is seeing and what she's looking at. So I go and sit in the other consultants' chairs periodically just to take a look around. Just to take it all in. And sometimes we need to do that, because you really want your clients to be happy in the place that they're in. So that's just part of the conversation that I'm going to have with you today. And I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about why some people have the flexibility with their prices that others don't. So you don't want to miss that part. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Y'all hang in there with me for a second, and I will be right back.
Greetings. I am Sandra Chang. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants. Please proceed to the successful Sister Lock's business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, "I got my start by giving myself a start." Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107. And we are back. You know, when I went into this business in April of 2012, I used to talk to two consultants that used to do my hair, and you know, and they told me, you know, you're not charging enough, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. And I always just decided that I wanted to offer my clients an experience that I wanted to have myself. I also decided early that I had a mission for my business. And the mission for my business back then, and it has evolved and expanded over time, but the basic mission for Lux Forever was to see as many women in this amazing natural hair system as possible. And the thing is, and to provide the best customer service around, hands down. You will not, you might be a faster consultant, but you hard pressed, baby, to top my customer service, because that's what I do, okay? But when you have a mission, like you want to see as many women in this hair system as possible, how do you accomplish that mission when you want people to charge you $1,200 to walk through the door? I'm just saying. So I think that based on my mission, I've always kept my prices reasonable, you know, and I consider, you know, that the, you know, reasonable service, I think for me, what's reasonable service is extraordinary service for other people. And that's good. I'm fine with it. I am absolutely fine with that. Okay. So if you have a mission, and then you can govern everything else around that. The other thing is I have a purpose, and the purpose is to be a light in the natural hair business and small business in general, and particularly the natural hair business. I want to encourage everybody to do excellent business. You know, my coaching programs have just gone off the charts. I mean, I'm really doing well with the coaching programs, and I'm really happy of the feedback and what I'm seeing the young ladies that I'm coaching produce and how they are managing their business, because it means everything. Because I want to instill the urgency for us to not only do good hair, but to do good business. And there is one more thing that I want to run by you right quick that you might want to consider when you start minding other people's business about what they charge in for their services. And I think that you'll be surprised, but hopefully it'll be a tidbit of information that will make you want to rethink and maybe expand on what you're doing. So hang in there with me for just a minute, and we're going to pay these bills right quick, and then I'm going to be right back with my final thought for you, okay? All right, this is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business, and I will be right back. Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Lux Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed. And we are back. Okay, the last thing that I want to say is sometimes you need to consider, you got people out there, and this is all you're doing. You are doing head after head after head after head. You know, after a while, that's going to wear down. You know, you're not going to be able to continue to do that forever and ever and ever and ever. It's time to think outside the box. So when heads are the only source of income that you have coming in, I just think that you pressed to charge as much as you possibly can for the services, you know, per head. But if you think about it, if you have a situation where you have multiple streams of income, it's not that serious. You know, it's like you're the hairstyling or being the consultant and seeing clients, that might be your biggest stream of revenue. But when you have coaching services, when you have events, you know, that you do, when you have a product line, when you have a podcast, when you have other things that you do that tie into this business, when you have accessories, you know, that you sell, you have multiple streams of income. So you're not as pressed, you know, to charge as much as you possibly can. And then the other thing is, I mean, consider owning your building. So whereas other people might have a situation where they're paying the rent and a mortgage, they're paying the rent one place and a mortgage, you know, another place. I bought a building. So I have a little bit more flexibility because I have one mortgage. And I thank God for that. It is a very blessed position to be in. And God blessed me with this territory to be a blessing to other people. So, okay, believe me, you'd be surprised that the people that lease space in my shop, they don't pay as much to lease space in my shop as other people pay to lease a lot less desirable situations. You know, not only that, when you come to my shop, I help you build your business. You know, back in the day, before I came to my senses, you know, I would also give you the same mentoring and coaching that I get paid for today. And it's just because I want to see you succeed. I want sisters to be courageous enough to step out and get their own business, you know, to leave their job. And I think that, so that's my heart. It's like, I'm going to make it as easy for you to make that commitment to yourself as possible. One thing that I had to learn in this business, though, is that what you don't invest in, you don't value. So I no longer do the whole combined, you know, you lease a space and I give you training thing, because that is what I learned from that. What you don't invest in, you don't value. So if you want my coaching services, you're going to pay for that coaching program. Then we can talk about maybe you know, renting a space. But having diversifying the things that you're doing and bringing in money from other sources and, you know, growing your business out, you know, it kind of makes it you're not so pressed, you know, to make people spend all that money. So I said all that to say, mind your own business and just make sure that what you're doing is working well. Survey your clients periodically and ask them how they really feel about the service that they're getting. Are they coming to you and they're getting the service because it's the most convenient thing to do, or it's just what they're used to, they've grown comfortable with, but the minute they find somebody that treats them better, they're moving on, and you continually having new spots that you need to fill in your client base. You know, when you're building your clients, I was talking to a consultant the other day, and she told me something about a space that she doesn't mind, a small space. And I said to her, I said, but it's not about you. It's about your client. And say what you want, but I'm going to continue to do what I do and make it do what it do. Because whatever I'm doing, praise God Almighty, I have not had to ask you for nothing. I've not had to ask anyone to throw me no business. You know, I haven't had to do any of that. You know, praise God, I was able to be okay during the shutdown. The COVID shutdown, my clients are constantly giving me gifts. I have not bought Lysol wipes, face mask, or anything, hand sanitizer. My clients have taken care of me just because we're in a relationship, and they respect the service and the care that I give them. And that goes a long way. And you may think, okay, well, you know, if she doesn't come, there's always somebody behind her. But what about when you want to build your business, when you want to add people to your shop, and you got conscientious people that's coming in and saying, well, who does the public say you are? You know, what kind of reviews do you get? You know, are you going to be able to, you know, would you be able to offer people coming in to give them clients because people are knocking down your door to be a part of your organization, to come to your place to get their hair done? Well, I'm going to tell you, say what you want to about me and what I'm doing, but that's the situation that I'm in. And so that's all I have to say about that. Mind your own business. I wish you the very best with your business, but stop trying to monitor and regulate and be all in everybody else's. Minding your own business, we got enough to do, okay? So rant over. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And I just wanted to come to you today from a personal perspective. Look, I'm cute for you today. Don't even have on my little uniform or anything. I just wanted to hop on here real quick and holler at you. But I want to tell you, though, that, you know, I'm not that easy. You know what I'm saying? It's like some people think they want to come and they want to work at Locks Forever. Believe me, you may not want to, because some stuff that you might be used to ain't finna happen up in here. And it is what it is. I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm always going to try to be respectful to people and give you a space. But at the end of the day, this is my brand. That's my awning out front that you're working under, even if it is your own business. And I'm just going to have to keep doing what I'm doing and continue to grow, to make myself better, to always strive to provide better services to my clients that sit in my chair, the clients that come through my coaching service, and just the people that I mentor and on a less formal basis. I want to remind you guys about our coaching services. We have the 90-day Sister Lock trainee intensive coaching. So if you are a brand new trainee and you need to get your business off the ground and set the foundation for your business, I'll get you your first client and everything. I can get you together. So we have that program. We have stylist to CEO, and that's when you already have your client base, but you're just ready to level up. You're tired of just doing hair. You ready to do business. And then we have the coach to coach. So you already leveled up. You doing a whole lot. Now you want to teach other people to do what you do. And I have a white label package that, you know, is available for people that just want to hit the ground running with their coaching program. Why reinvent the wheel when I've been working on this stuff for 8 years? Come on, baby, work with me. So I just wanted to say thank you for your support this year. In case I don't get to do another a new podcast before the end of the year, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. You know, thank you for watching and listening. I really do appreciate it. I welcome your feedback. And as always, I want to thank my main man, Darryl Spears, at Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, for producing this podcast. Thank you, Darryl. Couldn't do it without you. Follow us at Locks Forever on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And until next time, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself, baby. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I love you. I really do. I'll see you next time. Thank you.